Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One of my close friends, I've known Carmen since he was a kid. I used to, he had a pizza shop on Banksville, and I would stop once in a while on the way home, and he'd make pizza. Then he disappeared for a couple of years, and he went out and sold medical supplies. And then one of my friends called me and said he was at this joint where the owner came out and gave him the best meatballs he ever had. And that joint happened to be Cucina Bella. And that friend that did that happened to be my close friend, Carmen, who, honestly, I've known him, we're pushing 20 years now. It's getting crazy for him. And we just talked to him yesterday, but last night this mask deal goes into place, and then they're told to not let people drink. He has a BYOB place, and it got real ugly for him. And all the dynamic, it's the perfect storm, by the way, the confluence of anger and ignorance and disrespect. All of it right in the face of men and women trying to keep their restaurants and bars open. And it's ugly, man. So they're ordered. They can only half capacity. They're ordered. Everybody has to have a mask. They're ordered. They can't sell booze. They're ordered. You can't have a bottle. And so everybody takes it out on them. And it's ridiculous. It's insanity. Carmen joining me this morning. I mean, it got ugly. It got ugly fast for you yesterday, did it not, sir?
I'm ready to throw in the towel, bro, and I'm ready to give Kath a few days off. I'll do the traffic. That's how crazy this thing's getting. I'm telling you right now, we're 2 days in. That's why I called you or texted you last night with three different instances, literally in the matter of 2.5 hours, 3 hours. It's insane. This is nuts. Follow the rules. That's what we're doing. Follow the rules.
Tell us what happened. Lay it out for me.
First, okay, so we had three, four tables on the patio already, right? Then four people come in, and they don't have any masks on. We go up to them, we're like, listen, you have to wear the mask. You have to wear the mask. Everyone else is wearing the masks around you. You have to wear them. We're not wearing the masks, whatever. The guy stands up, gets in our 20-something-year-old, early 20s server's face. He starts yelling at him, we don't have to wear them. We'll go somewhere else. Literally, we were about 10 seconds away from him going, Real Housewives flipping the table on us. So then he leaves. He's pissed off. He's gone, right? And, like, the people next to him were like, hey, that was nice of you to do that. Because you know what happens, Mario? We can't win either way. So now he's mad at us because he leaves. If the other people said, oh, yeah, look, they're letting him sit there because everyone's a tattletale now, we would have gotten called. We would have been all over the place. That was the first instance. The second instance, guy and his wife came in. Same thing. Mask. They had wine. Right, and the guy put the wine away. They wouldn't wear the masks, so we had to ask them to leave. Another thing, and then the third one, and this is by far the best one of all. You know, listen, two women come in, okay, with wine. You know, they had the masks, but they had a bottle of wine with them. I'm like, listen, we can't open the wine. We just can't, okay? We can't. They start yelling at me, and listen, I'm telling you right now, and I'm speaking for every restaurant here.
Yeah,
the last thing we need is a couple of Karens sitting on the patio who I'm sure are very upset for us following the rules. I'm sure have had a very long day and a very stressful day at the tennis court.
Right.
Okay. And they're really upset because we won't allow them to open their bottle of Chardonnay.
Right.
So they get up, they yell a little bit, they leave. There's nothing we can do about this. Like, there's really nothing. So I told you what I'm going to do.
No.
I told you what I'm doing.
No.
I know this guy named, my buddy named Bill, right? He's 6'4". He's scary. You wouldn't have him on your pickup basketball team by any means, right? So I called Bill last night because, listen, tonight we have girls working, right? Last night we were able to handle it because the guys were serving. Tonight we have girls working. and tomorrow. And I said, hey, Bill, can you just come here and just kind of police the thing a little bit? Literally, I'm not calling it security. I'm not calling it Bouncer Murray. I don't know what it is. But all I know is Bill's just going to stand there. And if anyone really wants to mess with us, like they don't want to follow the rules, well, that's why we have Bill.
So hold on,
guy's like, hey, Bill's a teddy bear. There's nothing fuzzy about this bear, my man.
He's the guy you sent me a picture of. He's a really big tattooed guy, big bulky muscle-bound guy. You had to bring in a bouncer to a pizza joint.
Tonight and tomorrow, yeah, because you know what? The last thing we need is someone. People are getting so angry for us following the rules. There's nothing we can do about it. Like, no one wants confrontation, man. Listen, the last thing, this is what I told these people yesterday. I'm like, listen, you think I enjoy this? You think I want you to leave? You think I want to be closed? No, you're wrong. That's not it at all. I'm just following the rules because I know, like I told you, there's big fines, there's spot checks.
Yeah.
Everyone's a tattletale. There's a snitch line. None of us need this. So we just got to follow the rules, and that's it. I mean, you should understand that. And they're saying, oh, we'll go someplace else. We'll go someplace else. That place is going to say the same thing we're saying. Whatever.
Man, it's unbelievable because you're the nicest guy on earth. I mean, you give away more food than the food bank. And
I'm nice to everybody, man.
You are. Have you thought about just shutting it down, man?
No, I'm going to roll it this week, right? We're closed Saturday because it's the 4th of July.
I see.
Sunday, I'm sure we won't have any business. So we'll go tonight, we'll go tomorrow. And then, yeah, I seriously have to sit down and think and maybe just go back to takeout. Because, listen, I don't want to upset anybody. No one wants any arguments over something as dumb as wearing a mask and
yeah.
And not being able to drink their wine, you know? I mean, hopefully they lift the thing, but you don't know. But at the end of the day, I don't need the headache, man.
Yeah.
You know, we'll just do that and just wait till the thing blows over. I mean, I won't close. We'll just do takeouts. That's all. And just go from there. And if people want to get their own stuff and then go eat it outside on their own, that's fine. But they better not think of bringing any alcohol because we can't do it, man.
This is Carmen from Kachina Bella. You called this one, by the way. You said you were concerned that you would be turned into a cop. And so now you're trying to make pizza and meatballs the best around, but you're turned into a cop. Your dad He got you into this business, and he's a great man. What does he say about this lunacy? What does your dad say?
He's so old school. So his pizza shop up in Mount Washington, here's what he did the last time around. He called me in the morning. He goes, what are you doing? I go, nothing. He goes, okay. I'm like, because I've been keeping him alert on the whole time. I'm like, hey, Dad, listen. Come 5 o'clock, you can't do this, you can't do that, because he's got a six-pack license up there, right?
Right.
So he called me the one day out of the blue, Marty, and he said, listen, I'm installing a window. I don't want anyone else coming in the restaurant. Come get all the tables and chairs.
Wow.
So now I have all the tables and chairs out here. He literally locked the front door, and he's just rolling through the window, and he's like, I'm not going back. No way. Why? He's like, I'm not dealing with any of this. I don't blame him. I can't do that over here. But, you know, I'm a local family eatery with tons of tables and all that stuff, the fancy stuff. But
right up
there, yeah, God bless him. That's the way to do it. Takeout only.
Carmen, my man at Kachina Bella, to drive a man to drinking, but not at his restaurant. Thanks, Carmen.
Yeah.
Hang in there, brother.
Yeah, you got it, my man.
Wow.
Be safe.
Wow.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.